Our sermon will reflect on both the reading from Acts chapter 2 and also the prophecy of Joel, from which Peter relied upon and quoted in his sermon that day from Joel 2. To start, I read the one verse, Acts 2, verse 21. "And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. At a stop sign, you need to stop. Can be very, very, very dangerous if you roll through the stop, if you don't bother to stop at all, and also if you don't stop and in your car while you're driving, look. Sometimes, like in Ridgeville Corners, you have to look very carefully, because there's a number of streets coming together at one place. And out of one place, if I'm headed this way, those ones coming up, the street is a little back, the angle goes a little back this way, and I have to look around a little bit, and there can sometimes be coming pretty fast through town from the firehouse. And this one is angled even more. Gotta look that way. They can come up pretty fast too, and you gotta time it between those two. But not only that, right? You have just going straight up and uptown, and that's easy to see who's there. And those people are also looking to see how they're going to cross. And then there's a side road coming in from the houses. So one, two, three, four, five roads coming together. Before you proceed, you have to stop and look. You better. And you'll notice there's other people stopping and looking. And you're hoping that those people who don't have to stop are looking too. Repentance is to stop and look. Do I really want to go on that way? Is it safe? What's going on? When Peter finished his sermon, later on in chapter 2 of Acts, the people were cut to the heart. "Brothers, what shall we do? Repent and be saved, every one of you." That repent is to stop, to look, to take time, to realize spiritually, it means to stop and say, "I'm going the wrong direction." Not only is there a bunch of stuff happening and cars happening or spiritual dangers happening, but I'm going the wrong direction. I have to go this way. Metanoia, repent, means to turn, to go the other way. I was thinking about Peter's quote of the Joel passage on that Pentecost day. And I was thinking about the context, the surrounding verses from that Joel prophecy from Joel chapter 2. And if you would like, it's written in the yellow insert, printed on the yellow insert. I'm going to read a few of the surrounding verses of that prophecy. Because God promises he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. But there are some things happening before that, at the time of Joel, and in our time. Joel chapter 2, same chapter, but some verses earlier, starting at verse 12, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your hearts, not your garments." Not just an outward, but inward. "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion." Oh, that's our church's name. Don't have a trumpet today. "Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. All these are to repent, to turn, to stop, to realize they were full of sin." God's own people, the children of Israel, were guilty of many sins. And the prophet Joel is telling them, look, stop. We need to gather together. We need to consecrate ourselves. All ages, elders, children, even nursing infants. Don't even leave the new bride and groom alone. They have to come too. The bridegroom leave his room, the bride her chamber. They should all gather. They should all gather. They should, as it says in verse 12, "Return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments." To see where they are at, to stop in life and see and look and see there is danger in the way they're going. They shouldn't go that way. They need to go a different way, to repent. Verse 17, and then especially in verse 18, then the Lord observes this, sees this faith and repentance in the people, and says, "The Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people," his forgiveness. And Joel then shows the people this repentance leads to God's forgiveness and grace. And that continues on. I don't have all those verses there, but it talks about God's peace and his prosperity on his people, his blessings on them. Then, and I have it noted at verse 28, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour my spirit on all flesh." And then the couple of passages which Peter quotes, ending with, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Christian life is both repentance and faith. Every day. Every day we need this Pentecost in our life, the Holy Spirit to come to us, to open our minds to the danger that we're in our sin, to stop us. Like at a stop sign with many roads coming in, and we better watch out. And even in repentance means switch, you're going the wrong way, look out. This is what Jesus was preaching when many times it's quoted in the Gospels, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Repent, stop and look, the kingdom of God is at hand. Switch your way. Don't go the wrong way. The Holy Spirit does this in our lives too. He gives us faith But faith is, as in the statue we dedicated, faith is looking to Jesus and trusting in him. Faith, trust. But sometimes, especially when we're not a Christian yet, but even when we're a Christian, the Holy Spirit then works in our lives and says, you're going the wrong way. Stop. Look. You're going to get run over if you're not careful. You're headed the wrong direction. That's God's work too, this repentance. And in Pentecost, this is what happened. The people came to realize that they had been guilty of crucifying the Christ, the Lord. And the Holy Spirit moved them to know that, and it was their actions and their unbelief that did that. And the Holy Spirit then led them to believe in Jesus Christ, to be baptized, and to rejoice in their salvation. And Joel foretold of that time, but it was not really, the need wasn't so different in Joel's time. They had to repent at that time as well. It happens again and again and again that God calls us to look, stop, take account of what's going on. You're going to get run over. Switch directions. Trust in Christ. Repentance and faith. Confirmation is about repentance and faith. A public profession of faith. We repent. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We take his body and blood. Lord's Supper that we will take is about repentance and faith. We know we are sinners. We know we need the forgiveness in the Lord's Supper. And we come hearing our Lord's words and taking his body and his blood for the forgiveness of sins. Repentance and faith. Pentecost is this powerful festival, church festival. It's very important for us to remember how God worked in that first generation of Christians and what he was doing and how the church started in that way. But it doesn't stop. It's in our lives, our daily lives. There is not one day that I don't want you to stop at that stop sign on the corner with five streets. You need to stop every single day and look. There's not one day that we Christians don't need to stop and say, I've sinned. I've grown weak. I've forgotten the Lord. I'm not looking at Jesus right. Or maybe I'm even looking away from Jesus. Every day, repent and faith. Look to Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit's work in us every day. We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit that first Pentecost. And we ask you to send to us also today and every day of our lives that we may continue to repent and see our sins, bring them to you for forgiveness, trust in you afresh, anew, every day. Help us not to stray. Help us to listen to your word. Help us to trust in you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.